Ich yalla zei, he dings sich an him, de tanya, we have yudu oi me, malen es amaduma biyechad omeya. You're allowed to be malen biyechad omeya. In other words, yudu holds, you're allowed to pick up the one shuma on Shabbos. We have shim el ozu oi me, noi sinayda mitzad ze, viyoycha mitzad acher. Shim says, no, so much you know how to do. You can't mamish take out du a maisa, picking out one apple and saying, this one's going to be the shuma, and then I'll eat the rest of them. That's like a maisa tikkun. If Shim says you could just do is, without picking it out, with your eyes, look as if that apple is going to be the truma, and the rest of them are going to be Torah. But you see, if you do, the advice says you have to pick it up, and you're even allowed to pick it up. So how could that be? How are you allowed to pick it up? You'd be misakin. The Teretz is Rabbi Yehuda, Adifim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. No. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. That Nagat Isa Maisa Tikin, once the one apple of truma falls into 100 apples, it's all bottled. And really, you're allowed to eat it the way it is now, as long as you have in your eyes, with your mind, one you're going to separate later. So it's mutter to eat right now. So if Yehuda holds, since it's mutter to eat it right now, you're allowed to go now and take a pick up that apple on Shabbos and take it out of here. Because it's not called the Maisa Tikkun. Since you could eat it without picking it up, so if Shimon says, you're not allowed to pick it up. Because if you do that Maisa, picking it up, it looks like you're doing a Maisa Tikkun. If Yehuda holds, no. Since you're allowed to eat all these other apples without doing any Maisa, just with your mind, you're separating one apple, so now you're allowed to pick it up, Takam. That's not called a Maisa Tikkun. Rashi, look at him. The Yom Akivan, the Yefshle, the Mevet, Oinik Shabbos, the Kai Gavno, Lita Neina, Bitsad Zev, Lechu, Bitsad Acher, Ein Malin. Das hat Rav Shimon. So the Yudah Adifa, Mekel Tfei Prut, the Yudah even Mekel Moor. The Yom Akivan, the Yochu, Lita Neina, Bitsad Zev, Lechu, Bitsad Zev, Loi Heve Mishakein. It's not called a Tikkun, since you're allowed to eat it without picking anyone up. Mela Balosu Yamalin, since it's not called a Maisa Tikkun, so therefore you're allowed to pick it up even on Shabbos. He holds you to pick up this apple and put it on the side, and then eat the other 100 apples. So the Mishnah. You have an even stam of stone is muksa on top of a barrel, and you want to move the barrel now, there's wine inside the barrel. Is matu al tzidai. Hey, shake the barrel to the side, let the stone fall off, you know, fellas, and then you'll take and use the barrel of wine. Rashi mit al tzidai, mit matu chovies al tzidai, in tzarach liptam in ayayin, veben ay fellas, layit lenum yudayim. If you don't have to pick up the stone, don't pick it up. It's muksa. Here's who you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to touch the stone itself. It's muksa. So the answer is do a tiltum and a tzad. Just shake the barrel and it'll fall off. Hoisa ben hachovis. Let's say the barrel is between a lot of other barrels that you can't shake it to the side and fall off because it'll just fall on top of another barrel. So what's the Yetzer? Magbiya, you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. As again, you're not touching the stone directly. You're touching the barrel. So you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. This is called Tzorach Mekoymoy. Ulmata Al-Sidoy. And move it over to the side out of this place to another place. And when you get to that place, there you'll shake it on the side and it'll fall off. Vinay fellas. Asayim Alokha Moya Shal Hakar. You have money on top of your pillow. Is Manai Resakar Vinay fellas. If you want to use your pillow, you're allowed to just shake the pillow, let the money fall off. That's called a tiltum in atzad. You're not touching directly the money. The money is just touching the pillow. So that's mutter. Hoist the olov l'shalshelis. Let's say there's some dirt. Some shmutz went on top of the pillow. You want to clean it off. Is mekan chob imasatrit. You're allowed to take a shmata and wipe it off. Some dirt falls on a... Look, we saw yesterday. If some dirt falls on your shirt or falls anywhere on a pillow, you're allowed to take another shmata or napkin and wipe it off. Because you're not making any kibbutz. Since you're not putting any water, there's no risk of kibbutz. Let's say it was some leather. Then you're even allowed to pour water on top of it, like we saw yesterday. On skin, leather, since it's hard, there's no issa pouring water on top of leather. The only issa kibbutz by leather is rubbing the leather together. But just pouring water on leather is mutter. Mashenken on a beged, since it's soft, pouring water on a beged, that's a maisa kibbutz. So therefore, if you have a dirt on the beged, you're allowed to just wipe it off with a shmata. But pour water, no. But on leather, since that's so hard, there you can even pour water on it, as long as you don't rub the leather together. So the Maram Rav Hunim, Amar Rav, Lo Shon Rav B'Shechech. That we say, if you have the stone is on top of the wine barrel, you're allowed to move the wine barrel to get the stone off it, that's where you're Shechech. You just forgot to let, you left the stone before Shabbos. Abu B'Meniach, if before Shabbos, you put the stone on top on purpose, like you had that this stone should be on top of the barrel, you wanted to protect the barrel. You had not leave it there on purpose, is Alocha Nase Bosnas Davroser. In such a case we say since it's on top of the barrel, the whole barrel underneath is like holding up the stone, it's bosses to the Isser, and you're not allowed to touch the barrel. It's even though there's wine inside the barrel, so what? By bosses here, if you had that the stone should be on top, the whole thing becomes awesome. And even what? aber mir ich nasse Bosse doch raus ist mut, ist aus. Weiter. Heuße bei Nachobis, dem Mann Tana. Who is the Tana that says, the whole heiche diki isura vetero, vetero tachinon, vi isura lor tachinon. As we said now in the Mishnah, let's say this barrel is in between other barrels. So in such a case, you can't shake off the stone. So what you have to do is pick up the whole barrel, it's a big tircha, and I'm just picking up a big heavy barrel, move it out of this place, and over there you'll shake off the stone. Now the other etzah would have been, Poshe, just pick off the stone and throw it away. So man tana that says, the cholecha diki isura vetero, the shal of moving the stone, or else doing it the hefta, just moving the basket, the barrel, the tera tachinim, we tell you, even though you have to do a lot of tircha, do it the heter, pick up the whole barrel, the yisurul or tachinim. We don't let you, though, touch the stone. Since the stone is mukhsa, we don't let you do a shortcut. Just pick up the stone and throw it away, but we'll matriach you to pick up the whole barrel and move it aside and there shake off the stone. Who's this Tana? Om Rabba Barbachona, Om Rabbi Yechnan, Reb Shimon Gamlili. I tell you, goes according to Shimon Gamlil. The Tanan. Havoyer kitnis biyomtiv. On yomtiv, you want to separate beans from the pselus. You have like stones inside the beans. You want to separate on Shabbos. Havoyer kitnis biyomtiv is beishamas yermin boyer vi'oichel. You allow to separate the oichel, take out the kitnis, and eat it. You allow that's the oichel in the boyer. You shouldn't throw away the pselus, but instead take the oichel and eat the oichel. Obeisim yermin no boyer kedakli. Kedaka means take the pselus, take the stones, the bad stuff, and throw that away. You'll have to do a regular burr on yontif. Becheko v'tamchoy. Either you do it in your lap, or else v'tamchoy with a plate, habi you don't use a regular sieve. V'tanya lo amr shum yom liyom, v'med devar mamurim, when do we say this heter, sh'oichel meruba la pselus. Means there's more oichel, there's more food, than there is pselus, the no good stuff, the stones there. So then, Beisilus Matthew, not to be matriach and take just the oichel, but you're allowed to throw away the stones, the pselus, since that's less. Avo pselus meruba. But let's say you have more stones, more pselus, than you have oichel al oichel. Is dir v'hakel, everybody holds. Boir oichel, you're only allowed to take out the oichel, and not the pselus. So you see, since the oichel is heter, and the pselus is iser, we tell you when you have a hechatimsa, do it the heter and don't do it v'iser. Chet gemara v'hocha. Tichi oichel meruba ala pselus domi fakert. Here it's doing vahocho. Tichi oichel, it's like oichel meruba, there's more oichel ala pselus domi. Yet, lechur, why? Because why we mat you to pick up the whole barrel, that's a tremendous tircha. You never going to have to pick up the whole barrel, that's a tremendous tircha. The better rates would be, do less tircha. Lechur, here, beis hilus svar is, if you have more oichel, then do the pselus, because it's not so much tircha. But in the case where there's more pselus, then he says, do the less tircha, take the oichel. Why do you take the oichel? Because there's less tircha. So in our case also, there'll be less tircha than picking up the old barrel, rather just took the stone off. So if I can't, if you want to go bust less tircha, the easier way out is just take the stone and throw it away. And the Gemara know, hochi nami, kivin di boi le mishko, le mishtako le yayin, adu shok le lieven. Let's say you want to empty out the whole barrel. You want to drink all the wine out of this barrel. So the only way you're going to get all the wine out of the barrel is by picking up the whole barrel. Hazoi, just to get a little bit of wine out, you just tilt the barrel a little bit and the wine starts coming out. If you want to empty out the whole barrel, use all the wine, you're going to have to pick up the barrel anyway. So Mar saying in the Svara, it's possible on Shabbos, you're going to have to pick up this barrel anyway. Because maybe you want to use all the wine. So Melo, the Iboi le Mishkal, if you want to use the wine, le Mishtakel le Yain, ad Shokale, until you pick up the whole thing, until you pick up the whole thing. So Melo, since there may be Echatimsa, that you're going to have to pick up the whole barrel anyway, so Melo we say, Lieven, Kipselus Meruba al Echodami, it's like there's more Pselus than the Echel, so in such a case we say, do the Echel or not the Pselus. So this will mother so shred as far as back and forth. Rashi says, Kivon di boy le mishko, leku le yayin min achodis. If you want to take all the wine out of the barrel, le mishtako le yayin, you can't use the wine, sheba shuleh, you won't get to the bottom wine in the barrel, ad ishoko le magbi lo le chodis, until you pick up the whole barrel. So melo kipselis merubadomi. Di vitchilose le migba. If you don't pick it up at the beginning, lo le chodis, soy soif mi boy le lagbuye. Anyway, you're going to have to pick up this barrel at the end. Su le chodis. Therefore, it's considered your mafish patircham, that's why it's mutter. So anyway, you're going to have to pick up the barrel. So now it's a shala, once you have to pick up the barrel anyway, we'd rather you just hold the barrel and move it on the side and shake off the stone than pick up the stone itself. So since you don't have to touch the muksa directly, it's better not to touch the iser, but to be terech beheder. The mashmal of the wouldn't be the svara, then since it's such a big tircham and picking up the barrel, then we could be mekel take the stone. Right, hosa ben achovis magbia. Let's say the barrel was between other barrels, so you can't tilt the barrel on the side to get the stone off. Then the answer is pick up the whole barrel, move it on the side, and then you shake off the stone. Tanya of Yesi Yainer. Hoysa chovies munachas biyotzer. If the chovies was munach in an oitzer in a storehouse, or shahoya klis chuches munachas tachter, or else you had a glass on the bottom of it. So right, you can't shake the stone on the side, because it'll break the glass. Or biyotzer means there are a lot of barrels next to it. So you can't shake the stone off or go on to another barrel. So this is the heter, magbia, pick up the barrel, lomoka mako to another place, or mato batid, in the second place you'll shake it on the side, vino felis, and there the stone will fall off. In the second place there, you'll take off as much wine as you want, and then when you're finished, you'll have to put it back into its own place. If you have money on top of a pillow, again, when do we say if you want to use the pillow, you just shake off the pillow? That's when the money was done there. You forgot the money before Shabbos. You didn't do it on purpose. But if before Shabbos you on Kavona put the money down that you wanted the money to be on top of the pillow, is Alocha Nase Bosses Adov Roser. The pillow is a boss that is holding up the money. It's like bottle to the money, and the pillow itself becomes muksa. So now that you can't touch the muksa, you can't touch the pillow in such a case. When do we say in a case with Shachech, where you stam forgot the money there before Shabbos? You didn't put it on purpose. You stam emptied out your pocket and the money fell on the bed. It fell on the pillow, but you didn't do it on purpose. So it's saying you're allowed to shake it off on Shabbos. So loishon, when do we say the only heter is to shake the pillow and a litzera gufoy? Where all you want to use is just the pillow. There's the case of the pillows in the closet. You don't want to muck in where the pillow is. You just want to get the pillow out of the closet. So the answer is then just shake off the money and take the pillow. Let's say the pillow now is on the bed, and you want to use the bed and the pillow. So you can't give me an answer to shake off the money on the bed, because you want to use the bed also. So in such a case, then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow and carry the pillow to the side and shake off the money there. Because vaita, you're not touching directly the money. It's called a tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad is mutl tzerach dovra mutl. But since you want this mukum, you're allowed to pick up the money just holding the car, and it's mutl. V'chein toni chia ba'rav midiftoi. Loishon el tzerach gufoi. When do we say you can only shake it off, but not pick up the pillow? When you don't want the mukum where the pillow is. So then shake off the money right there, and just take the pillow away. Av tzerach mekoimai. For the case where you want the mukum where the pillow is, it's on your bed. You want to use that mukum, you can't empty off the money onto the bed. Is metaltloy. Then you're allowed to pick up the old pillow the way it is, because it's called a tiltum in atzad. Even though the money is on top of the pillow, so what? You're not touching the money directly. You're touching the pillow. It's called a tiltum in atzad. You're touching it indirectly. But tzerach davra mutu. Tzerach mekoimai, it's mutu. Fight the moya shalakar menar. The money on top of the pillow, shake the pillow. Om Rabbi Shia. Shachach arneki b'chotzer. If you forgot your anaki, you forgot your wallet in the chotzer. So, courier, so shalom shum hefted. You're afraid somebody may come and steal it. It's a shalom for muksa now. You want to carry it into your house. Talk about your own backyard. You have an eruv there. You're allowed to carry it from the backyard into your house. We call the shalom for muksa dom. A wallet is muksa. So, what's the aid to get the wallet into your house? So he says, meniach aleh kikar atinik. Put a piece of bread, or else a tinik, on top of the wallet, or metaltloy, and then you can metaltle it. So you have such a heter. It's about the tzorech hefsid, so you make them such an oifen. Omer Rav Yitzchok, shachach levena b'chotzer. Somewhere left a brick, also that he wants to use for building, it's a chosh of a brick, in the chotzer, and he wants to move it out of the rain, shouldn't ruin it. As a meniach aleh kikar atinik, let him put a dover het, let him put a piece of bread or a tinik, a child, on it. Or metaltloy, you have had to move muksa that way. We'll soon see we don't hold like this. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shela, Omer Rav Asi. Pamachas, one time it happened, Shekhachor Diskiyah Malaya Mois. He forgot outside a bag full of money. Outside in his backyard. Besartia. It was Mamashin Rishus Rabin. So he was very worried. He lost $100 in Rishus Rabin. Obo Visholos Rav Yechon. He went to ask Rav Yechon, what's an Eitzah? What can I do for my money bag I left in Rishus Rabin? For Yom Malen, he told him, Henichole Kikur Atinik. So the Bishlo Sharla, how did he get the Kikur out through Shus Rabin? Bishlo with the Tinik could be was outside there. So Kura Kikur, you have to say, talking about a Messias, we are right next to the money in the Shus Rabin, there was a bread there, a piece of bread was there. So you're allowed to pick up the bread and put it on top of the money. For Tutla, you're allowed to move it. Ah, you're in the Rishus Rabim, where can you go with Rishus Rabim? So Rashi says it means Pachas Pachas Medal Damas. You put the piece of bread on top of the money, so you have Heta now, I'll have to the money to move the money, you pick it up, walk Dal Damas, stop, then you go Vaita until you get it to a Mokim Mishumar. You have such an Eta. So the Gemara, Omer Mazutre Hilchus Vakachal Hanishmaita Torah. We passed like all these cases, Bushachech. And the case where you forgot your money outside, but you didn't do it on purpose, it was an einish, you forgot it. So Mishum Hef said, how money the Rabbanu will make on such cases? Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu shokach nami loy. He doesn't know. Even if of accident you forgot your money outside, you don't have this heter to put kikur, to put bread on top of the muksa, to make a nice muksa. Why? V'loy omru, kikur, or tinik, el lameis bavad. This heter we only have by a mace. In the case, the mace is muksa on Shabbos. Let's say a mace is outside in the chotzer and the sun, it's a bizoyin ha-mace, you want to move him. So the yetzer is, you're allowed to put bread on top of the mace, and the Rabbanu will make us covered ha-mace, you're allowed to move the mace. So it's only a special heter, only covered ha-mace, it's mutter. Not le-covered, not for stamuksa. And that's the loch like this. So the Mara Abaya, monach, kipo, akipo. Abaya put the kipo, trash a kipo, akipo. But meniach tarbet, he put a spoon. He had bundles of tefuah in the backyard, and he wanted to touch it on Shabbos, so he put a spoon on top of it. We'll soon see why he did it. Even though just passed in the sauce, we'll soon see why he did it. Rovach monach sakino arba yoina. Rova put a knife on top of a dead chicken. It was the shaft of the chicken, a raw chicken. Even though Hura and Havmina's raw chicken is muksa, the Havmina was, so he wanted to move the chicken, so he put a knife on top of it, he moved it, I got the knife. Umatatlo. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Like how sharp are these halachis? But they're all the dardikis like small kids. Eshkins, when the rabbanim say you're allowed to do this? When you forgot it outside before Shabbos? Or the chila miyema? But mitchila are allowed to do this? And vaita, even so, we passed him before that it's awesome. Om rabaya, ilav yodim choshev ano. If I wasn't yodim choshev shno, keep alomli. I'll tell you the reason why it's mutter. It's mutter mikradin. I only did it because I'm yodim choshev. Why? For chosle mizgalayu. What I put my spoon on top of? A stop of bundles of imrim of tvua. It's right to sit on. So Mel, it wasn't mukser anyway. So mikra did not allow to move it anyway. I did it stamas yodim choshev. People shouldn't come to be mekel. I did an extra chumra. And I'm over the same thing. I know when I put this thing on top of the knife on top of the raw chicken, ilav the yodim choshev ano sakin rabbi yena lomli. Why do I have to have a knife on top of a raw chicken? For chosle miyumtza, a raw chicken is not muksa on Shabbos, because since people can eat raw meat, so since you can eat a raw chicken, it's not called muksa. So time was a chosle yumtza. And why is it mutter? Because it's people could eat raw meat on Shabbos. Or it means not after Shabbos, it means in the middle of the weekday. If all people eat raw meat therefore it's not muksa. It's mashma holoi chosle yumtza, but if it wouldn't be for this forum, that people could eat raw meat, loy. He'll hold this also like muksa. It's the name of his life, the Rav kept you this really. You want to tell me Rav holds like Yehuda, that he holds for muksa? That Rav holds like Yehuda Shita. So therefore the raw meat, if it wouldn't be for the svara, that people eat it, it's called muksa neviyasa. I bought my rov l'shamei. Rov told the shamish, tovali barabza on yontef face, cook me up a chicken, a duck, v'shadi mei l'shunra, and throw the kishkis to the cat. So the kashi rov himself threw the kishkis to the cat. So the shadi threw the kishkis now on Shabbos on yontef is muksa. He touched the kishkis, the inside, and threw it to the cat. Today, nobody eats the kishkis, right? Even though the kishkis of a duck is edible, but the mice is junk, and you don't need it on yontif. You need it maybe another day, in the middle of the week, they have nothing to eat, you'll eat it. But on yontif, you don't need it. So now, if you don't need it today, it should buy muksa. Yesterday, it was aiming for a person to use it. And on yontif, people don't need it. So who should like muksa? So if you're telling me now Rav holds like Yehuda, he also muksa, why was he mad to throw the kishkas to the cat on Yomtiv? And the Gemara Hossam, Kivon de Misrech Dati Alavayu Miesmo. Tertiv the kishkas, if you don't